Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM.
I don't think you're on the air.
I should be.
I can't hear you.
Maybe your headphones aren't working. Yeah, I'm on the air.
Turn up the headphones, will you?
How did I do that? Is that better?
That's much better.
Okay. So... anything?
I still can't really hear myself. I hate that. Can you turn up the other level? Turn up the other level. Yeah, that one. Now I can hear myself.
Oh, okay.
Much better. Anything?
What's going on?
I have a new pen pal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who's that?
His name's Ron.
Oh.
He's from Memphis.
Cool. That's nice.
Thanks.
Anything else?
That's it. That's about the only thing. Oh, okay, wait. I went to see the Baseball Project on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. You're going to see them again.
Right? I want to go see them again tomorrow at Club Helsinki.
Cool. Can I go to that? Am I allowed to?
I'm not sure if you're allowed to go to that. Would you like to go?
Yeah, totally.
Loretta, hang on a sec, okay?
Mom?
Did you know that I really don't like air conditioning?
Yeah, you've told me that. Why do we have an air conditioner?
In a box?
Yeah.
Unpacked?
Why did you buy that?
You know what? It's going to go up into the 90s, like, tomorrow, and I think I'm going to put the air conditioner in.
No, you're not.
I might.
You're not going to.
I really might.
Unless you do it, like, specifically to prove me wrong, you're not going to do it tomorrow.
I hate air conditioning.
I know. You're not going to.
Why do I hate air conditioning?
I can't really.
It's loud. I get a little claustrophobic.
Why?
I don't know. The room's closed. The air is, like, canned. I don't know. I don't like it.
Would you rather have hot rooms?
No. I don't like it hot either.
You don't like it hot, but you hate air conditioning.
I don't mind air conditioning, like, in places other than, like, my own home where I'm trying to sleep.
Like the one you just turned off right now?
Well, actually, it was really loud.
It was really loud. I can understand why you did that one.
Yeah, so went to see the Baseball Project at Storm King. You were going to come, but you were still asleep.
Yeah. That.
Mm-hmm. But you know, I thought we could go to Storm King another time.
Yeah.
If you want to go. Plus, it sounds like maybe, I don't know about if you can go to Helsinki. I don't know if it's 21 and older. I'll look into it for you.
That will be something to figure out. Yeah.
Because I know, Loretta, you've been taking drum lessons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Baseball Project have a woman drummer.
Nice.
Linda Pittman.
Cool.
Hello?
I'm listening.
You're not even near the microphone.
I'm listening. I am listening to you. Are you offended now? Did you get offended?
Yeah. I got offended. Mm. You yelled at me. Look, somebody sent me a CD, and they drew a picture on the envelope.
Who sent it to you?
Venture Lift. The band Venture Lift sent me their new CD, and he drew a picture of a happy person with their eyes closed listening to headphones. Maybe it's a picture of you, Loretta.
Why would it be a picture of me?
Because you love having headphones on.
I guess I kind of do. I guess I do like having headphones on.
So what's new with you?
Not much. Not much is... I need some new TV to watch. I'm almost done with In the Flesh.
There were only like two seasons of that, right?
Yeah, and the first season only has three episodes.
What's up with that?
I don't know. I think they were like testing it out to see if it would be popular or not.
How many episodes are in the second season?
Like 12.
Are you done or almost done?
I'm almost done.
We still haven't watched an X-Men movie.
Except for the ones we saw in
the
theaters.
I'm angrily tapping the cardboard sleeve that Venture Lift sent me a CD in.
Why are you mad at me today?
I'm not really mad at you.
You seem a little bit mad at me.
I'm acting a little testy. It's because, you know what? It's because you're staring into Tumblr the whole time. Like, basically, like,
You don't need to tell them that.
You're kind of moving your mouth in the direction of the microphone and some words come out, and then you go back to Tumblr. What's going on there that's so interesting?
Literally nothing.
So why are you paying attention?
Not much is going on here either. We're not really talking about anything too interesting either.
Well, it is the radio.
Yeah, well, I've been doing it, you know, since I was 11. I've adjusted. It's not so shocking anymore.
You saw a movie?
I did. Oh, yeah, I saw Snowpiercer, which I loved. I thought that was great.
It's the new Chris Evans movie.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Marvel. Not everybody would know.
Not correct yourself.
What?
You said Captain Marvel.
Oh, shoot. Captain America.
Good job.
Who's Captain Marvel, though? Wait. Don't tell me. Jessica Drew.
Nope. That's Spider-Woman.
Oh, shoot.
It's Jessica Drew's best friend. Does that help? Everyone associates
Carol.
Him. Yeah. Yes. Good. Carol Danvers.
Carol Danvers. I was going to say not. I thought the word Danvers, but I thought I must be wrong. Carol Danvers is Captain Marvel.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you play that new song that you played for me, or that you asked me to listen to?
Yeah, I actually just found a new song, and I've been basically listening to it on repeat. It's very good. Even you liked it.
I did like it. I like a lot of your music.
She's a giggle at a funeral. Everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. Fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. Matcha chop is no absolution. Tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine. Shopping your night. Offer me that deathless bed. Feel good, God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins. And you can shop in your night. Offer me that deathless bed. And good God, let me give you my life. If I'm a pagan of the good times, my love is his sunlight. To keep the goddess on my side, she demands a sacrifice. Drain the whole sea, get something shiny, something meaty for the main course. I want a fine looking high horse. What you got in the stable? We've a lot of stuff and faithful. That looks tasty, that looks plenty. This is hungry world. Take me to church. Worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins, and you can shop in your night. Offer me that deathless death. And good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell
could shop in your night. Offer me that deathless step of good gold. Let me give you my life. No masters or kings, when the ritual begins, there is no sweeter innocence than a gentle sing. In the madness, in the soil of that sad earthly scene, only then I am human, only then I am clean. Amen.
Sharpen your knife, offer me that death, the step, the good God, let me give you my life.
That was Take Me to Church by Neon Jungle.
Do you know anything else about that band, Loretta? Any other songs?
Nope. I read a little bit about them, but I don't know any other songs.
What did you find out about them?
They seem really nice.
That's good.
Yeah, they seem like cool people.
What?
They seem like cool people.
Oh, okay. Having fun today?
Mm-hmm. You liked that song, didn't you?
I thought that was a cool song, yeah. There's like four women. They're all really good singers.
You looked up information about them?
No, I watched the video that you asked me to watch.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know, it just doesn't seem like that much has really been happening at our house.
Nothing has really been happening. There's not much to talk about.
You made yourself a hot dog yesterday.
Shut up. It's really easy. I don't know why I've never done it before. Hot dogs aren't even that good.
Hot dogs are so good.
They're not bad. It's not like life shattering when you eat a hot dog.
Well, that's true. I mean, let's not overstate it. I mean, it is a hot dog after all.
Well, that, yep.
But you know, Loretta, why don't you come to the supermarket with me and you could be like, oh yeah, that looks like something I'd eat and I'll buy it for you.
Because I probably won't eat it and then you'll get mad at me for making you buy something that I'm not eating.
Well, if you tried it and didn't like it, I wouldn't be mad. But if you just were like, oh yeah, buy that because I'm bored and I just can't wait to get back on Tumblr, then I would be mad.
Yeah, so I probably shouldn't make you buy things.
All right.
Sorry. I mean, I don't eat many things.
Well, I just mean like generally like, you know, you might be like, oh, that looks good. Like, do you want to know something?
Mm-hmm.
I was walking by the freezer section and they had like Hot Pockets. And I was like, should I buy Hot Pockets for Loretta? And I was like, would she eat them? And then, you know, what's really scary is that there's like the Hot Pockets and then there's like the Hannaford brand Hot Pockets. And the picture on the label is like 80% less appetizing looking on the house brand. You know what I mean? Like if you look at the Hot Pocket package, you're sort of like, huh, I almost could eat that. And then you look at the Hannaford one and you're like, there's no way I could eat that.
Yeah, it doesn't. The Hot Pockets have never seemed particularly appetizing to me. That's just a personal thing.
Loretta, if you had to be a food, what would it be?
What? I don't know, bread.
That's funny. I thought you'd be a bagel.
No. No, I like bread better than bagels.
You'd be bread?
Yeah.
Aren't you going to ask me?
Yeah, Mom. If you could be a food, what food would you be?
Popcorn.
I actually could have guessed that one. If you had given me a couple minutes, I totally would have gotten it. You love popcorn.
Yeah, I love popcorn.
What's up with you today? You're so angsty.
Well, there's this show is just, I don't know, it's like half dead
it's
in the
really
water.
It's really dumb.
It's like half dead. I'm trying to keep it alive by tapping.
It's not really working. I'm trying to think. I need new TV to watch, so I have TV shows to talk about.
What about all those shows? What about all those shows that were on HBO that aren't on anymore? What about like 6 Feet Under? Would you like that show?
I think Zachary Quinto was in an episode of that.
Really?
All I needed to say was Zachary Quinto, and that was like,
see, the show got all exciting just for those couple of seconds. 6 Feet Under. You might like that show. I never watched it.
How would you know?
What other show? What about The Walking Dead? People loved The Walking Dead.
I've actually heard that's really good. That's still on.
Is that an AMC show about zombies?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of Deadwood. Sorry, I was wrong about that.
I've Deadwood. Never heard of Deadwood.
Deadwood is like a Wild West town in like the 1860s or something.
Okay.
Okay, what are the three must-have elements for a show that you're going to like?
It has to have some action.
Some action. Okay.
Maybe. I don't really know, because the shows I watch are generally pretty,
gory. They're often quite gory.
Shameless wasn't very gory.
Shameless wasn't very gory, but it had like every taboo broken.
That is kind of true.
And you loved Breaking Bad, and that was another like every taboo broken kind of show. So
I think,
so maybe
I think Shameless was almost worse. That Shameless has some meth too, some drugs.
Uh-huh. I'm not surprised.
I didn't think you would be. Breaking Bad, it's more about the drugs than the actual family. Both have similar elements. It's just
right. Shameless is really about this like family
really dysfunctional
dynamic.
Yeah,
they're the worst. You said they made us look good.
they did make us look good.
I remember you started watching that show and you were like, Mom, thanks.
Yeah, thank you for not being an like, absent alcoholic who is addicted to drugs.
See,
and did nothing for anyone in our family. Thank you.
I could be worse.
You could definitely be worse.
Could I be better? How could I be better, Loretta?
I don't know. Why? I
could work at a bank. Right? That would be better.
Yeah. That would be a bit better.
I could drive.
I love this spotty dog, but it's not the most practical thing.
And I could drive a better car.
Yeah, but that's just...
You want me to drive a Camaro?
Okay, well... I want everyone to drive a Camaro, so don't take that personally.
Okay.
That's just... I'm a car person.
All right, so... Okay, so we've got two things. Some action and... you know, dysfunctional people breaking every taboo.
Yeah. Okay.
I would venture that the third quality would be like some really good looking men.
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
You know, Shameless doesn't really have too many good looking guys.
Yeah, because William H. Macy wouldn't really fit in that category.
Maybe for you.
No.
Find the weirdest guys attractive.
I don't know that we should go there on the radio.
Yeah, maybe not.
No, actually, I do remember we were having a conversation recently, and I said I thought some Oh, I know who that was, and I'm not going to say it.
What?
Somebody that I thought was attractive, and you thought I was crazy.
Who? Who?
I can't. We're not going to say it on the air. Play a song, and I'll tell you off the air.
Why?
Because you don't want me saying it on the air, I promise.
Oh. Okay. Here's O Father by Sia. That was O Father by Sia.
It's a Madonna song.
I know.
She wrote that about her father.
Who
who could have guessed?
Yeah, so, I mean, basically, Loretta, I'm trying to tone it down a little.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm just too much. I'm too
much.
What
do you mean too much?
I'm too much. I'm just overpowering all the time.
What does that mean?
I'm like, you know, too much. I take up too much air in the room. So I'm trying to tone it down.
No.
I'm trying to give you more space.
Don't do that. Mom, come on.
I'm just, you know, I listened back to last week's show and I never shut up. I just Mom, talked the whole time.
It's okay. I like it when you talk. It's nice when you talk. It gives me a break.
No, it's nice of you. Thanks.
Yeah, you tell good stories like 99% of the time.
Except the one about trying to boil water while camping. I don't think that was such a good story.
That one.
It went on too long.
You could have done a bit better with that one.
You know what? One time years and years ago, I was having drinks with two friends from Newsweek. And they were like, so tell us about that time you interviewed Jon Bon Jovi. And I went into this long, detailed description of the time I interviewed Jon Bon Jovi. And it was only like 10 minutes in when they were both doubled up, cracking up about like how easy it was to get me going. And I was like, you guys really didn't want to know. They were just teasing me.
You know what show looks good?
What?
From Dusk to Dawn.
There's a show?
Yeah.
Is it based on the vampire movie by Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez?
Mm-hmm.
You ought to go back and watch the movie. You would love that movie.
Yeah. I've heard it's great.
There's two movies. First, Robert Rodriguez directed it in Spanish, and then Quentin Tarantino remade it in English. And the Rodriguez version was much better. What
okay.
else do you want to know?
I didn't...
Who's in the show?
I know Zane Holtz is. And let me look up who else. And Teen Wolf. I've been meaning to watch that.
Oh, you've been talking about that
Everyone
for a long time.
Everyone says it's really good. The title makes it sound awful. The
yeah.
title makes it sound like it's a show where it would be embarrassing to watch, but apparently the title is like super misleading and it's actually a really good show.
Okay. Well, if I had time to watch TV, I'd watch it with you.
You know what else got really good reviews but looks awful?
What?
The Lego Movie.
No, it's supposed to be really good. Everyone I talked
I
to was like, you won't believe it, but it's a good movie. Everybody said that.
I know. I don't think I've seen a single review where someone didn't like it.
So it must be pretty good.
It must be pretty good. Chris Pratt is in it.
Is he Star-Lord?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting there.
See?
Getting there.
Getting better.
Hey, I want to really quickly mention that the Valencia Community
Mom.
Theater has their musical this weekend. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Valencia Community Theater, they're going to be doing Schoolhouse Rock, and then Sunday at 2 p.m. All right, so that's just a public service announcement. And then you're going to be in Harvey, which is the play. You don't want to talk about that?
No.
You're so weird.
I'm DJ Contra. Controna.
What are you talking about?
He's the other guy in From Dusk Till Dawn. It's Seth and Richie Gecko.
I think it's time to go. I think it's 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it is.
Play a song so we can figure out how to get Catskill in the air.
Here's Let's Mania by Phoenix.
Bye.
Only I've been looking
think less but see it grow. Like a ride, like a ride, oh. Not easily offended, not hard to let it go. From a mess to the masses.